B-Pod Studios.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine, Kiss 95.1.
So this morning at 7 o'clock, we started a new contest called 5 Seconds to Cash, where we're taking songs that we normally play here on Kiss 95.1, and we're going to play 5 seconds of the clip. If you can guess it correctly, just the name of the song, you get $100. If you get it incorrect, we take that $100 and we roll it over to the next time we play. The next time we do play is with our Midday Bay Cameron at noon, and the person this morning lost. So there's $200 in the pot to be had at noon.
Cool.
So make sure you're listening with Cameron to win 5 seconds to cash.
You know what I love about this? It's every day this week. You got a shot at $100 at 7 a.m. with us. You know, that's cool money. Okay, so Dean is my 5-year-old son's about to be 6, so a lot of his friends are turning 6. He was invited to a birthday party that has super strange circumstances. The invitation came, and at the bottom of the invitation, in nicely neat and written penmanship, it says it says the boy's name has been misbehaving, so please no presents.
Wow. What?
That's awkward.
That's so awkward.
And the whole card was like, a sports card because the boy loves sports. It's like, come and enjoy a day of sports and fun, but please. And then at the bottom it says in handwriting, you know, nice and neat, blank has been misbehaving, so please no presents. And I know someone else who got invited because I was wondering. I said, I wonder if maybe I told Amanda if this was the card that was like the example card and they showed it to him and said, listen, I'm going to send these.
And it accidentally got sent.
Right? Because Amanda's like, we don't want to be the only one that goes without a present.
Yeah.
So I know somebody else who got invited, same message on their card.
Okay. So I feel some type of way about this because honestly, don't put everyone else in the middle, I guess. And two, I don't know. It's just an awkward thing. Like, if you as a parent want to hold the presents back and say, well, you won't get to open these presents until you start behaving, that's one thing. But to put your friends and your family in the middle of that whole situation, I feel like is a little awkward.
Yeah, wouldn't you just cancel the party?
Right.
If they're being that problematic, if your child's acting up that much, be like, yeah, you're grounded, no party.
I think there's a multiple ways to think about it. That's why I wanted to bring it to you guys, because I know the MRL Show family, you guys also have an opinion on this too. Like, you could still have the party. We could still sing happy birthday. It's a sports theme. There's going to be like a little driving range, a little football toss, you know, Loren, like you had for cash kind of with different sports. But just no presents. There will be no presents at this party because he's misbehaved. Now, I'm dying to know what he did.
Isn't that a
aren't you curious? Like, was it one thing? Was it multiple things? Did they keep warning him?
Yeah, but like,
like even Santa, you have to be really, really bad to get coal in your stocking. Yeah. Like, even Santa will give you multiple chances to make it right if you've been bad for Christmas.
Yeah, and I just don't understand what I think sending maybe the kid a mixed signal by saying, well, you can still have the birthday party, you're just not going to get any presents. At that point, you should have just moved the party or canceled the party or, I don't know. I just feel like that's a really strange thing to ask people not to do.
It is strange because if he's been naughty, he's going to be having fun and celebrating and having a good time.
You can have a birthday party, but you will not have any fun while you're there.
Man, it's weird.
When he's 30 and he's having a conversation, will he remember his 6th birthday party because it was a sports party and they sang happy birthday? Or will he remember it because it was the year he got no gifts because he was bad? What will he remember?
Oh, probably they got no gifts.
Right.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
I remember I got grounded from, what's the Ernie and who else from Sesame Street?
Bert
and Ernie. So me and my sister, when we were
Hold on.
What?
I feel like Bert and Ernie is like peanut butter and jelly. What? I feel like if you say one, you definitely know the name of the other. Right, don't you, Loren?
Yeah, but don't get hung up there.
Who knows how my mind works? Let me tell you how it works.
You are amazing.
I was grounded from Bert and Ernie.
Yes.
Forever.
Oh.
So as a little kid, me and my sister wanted to play barbershop. So we grabbed these Sesame Street dolls, Bert and Ernie, and we cut their hair off. And my dad got so mad because evidently they were collectibles and worth a lot of money. And so he told him, he goes, you will never see these again. And sure enough, we never saw them again.
Wow.
Like, he hid them.
So there's a reason why you don't know Bert's name, because you haven't seen him in
100
years.
Yeah, I've been grounded from the character.
All right. I would love to hear phone calls on this. Producer Nicole, see if we can find some people that maybe agree with the parents. Like, maybe you did some sort of interesting punishment, or maybe you had an interesting punishment when you were a kid. 704-570-9595. Dean was invited to a birthday party, and on the invitation, it said, please no presents. Blank has been misbehaving.
Hey, good for you. Now it's cheaper for you.
That's what I thought, too. You know, I go, hey.
Saving a buck.
We don't have to go get a, yeah. Also, ask the a pair if she knows Ernie and Blank.
Okay. All right.
KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so I just told a story. If you're just jumping in the car, thank you so much for listening to the MRL show. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Charlotte.
Our bosses want us to say that.
Special props if your name is Charlotte. You get special props there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just told a story. My son Dean was invited to a birthday party. The card said it was a real fun-looking invitation card, and it said, we'll see you there with the date and all that stuff. Then written down below the printed card was a note handwritten that says, please do not bring Blank any gifts. He has been misbehaving. And Amanda and I were like, whoa, this is crazy. Maybe we got the one card that was used as an example and they accidentally sent it. We talked to someone else who was invited. They got the same note. Sure mm-hmm. enough, they're throwing a birthday party, but because he has been misbehaving, we are not bringing any gifts.
So we're getting some text messages to the studio, Manny, and someone texted in from 336 and said, I feel like no presents from the gifts is going to give the impression that no one cares about him and can start more problems or different problems than just saying we're not doing anything. We're not going to let him open them because he's acting up. Now, I agree with this texter, and me personally, I'm taking a gift to the party regardless. Don't put me in the middle of your parenting issues. No, seriously.
Like, yeah, but it says on the card not to. Now you're disrespecting the party rules.
No, but here's the thing. Like, now you're making me the bad guy to your son or your daughter. So how about I just bring the gift and you can tell them whether they can or cannot open it.
So much controversy. Lauren's showing up. Where's the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Presents table.
Oh, I would.
And like, it's a huge present too.
And no, and here's the thing. It's like, I'm not trying to start anything. I just don't want to be the bad guy in your relationship with your kid. Like, now it feels like you're trying to pawn that responsibility off on me and I'm supposed to be punishing your son. No, I don't feel comfortable with that. So I'm going to bring a gift regardless, and then you can have that conversation with your kid.
Man.
She's so angry.
I'm sorry.
I feel like there's something else going on.
I don't think we're going to do that, though. I think we're just going to live by the card's wishes.
And if Dallas wouldn't let me take a gift, I wouldn't go. Quite honestly.
Okay.
I just don't want to be put in the middle of it.
Okay, let's take a phone call from Susan and Charlotte. Susan, I'm sure you're as passionate as Loren by this. What's going on?
So I agree. I think plenty of people say no gifts on an invitation now, but it's because our kids have so much stuff or because they want you to donate to something. But I think to put on the invitation no gifts because he's misbehaving is just intentionally shaming him publicly, which is a really poor parenting technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, one of you said, now I'm curious what he did.
Right, because that's going to be the tea at the party, figuring out what Tommy did.
Now everybody's all invested in what he did wrong. I think that's just public shaming, and it's crummy.
Then there's going to be like rumors.
Thanks, Susan.
Like, oh, I heard Tommy was,
Yeah, like something like really bad. I heard he's moving lots of cocaine up from Colombia.
Oh, God.
Six.
What?
Something ridiculous.
Yeah, like the drug pin. Yeah, he's been working with Pablo Escobar. Yeah. I really have a feeling at this point it's all moot, because if they've listened to the show, then we're not getting invited anymore anyway. The next card's going to be like, stay at home, keep your present, tell Loren I said shove it.
Yeah, tell Loren I said shove it. She doesn't even know Loren. This is Laura and Charlotte. Hi, Laura.
Hey.
Hi.
So I don't know that I necessarily agree with what they're doing as well, but I do have two sons who, for about a week straight, refused to clean their room. Like, I tried everything. I kept threatening them. If you don't clean your room, you're not having a birthday party and you're not going to get toys. And so for an entire week, these two hard-headed little boys refused to clean their room. So instead of them each getting their own separate birthday party with their friends, I ended up doing a joint birthday party for them. And it was like my mom and my three brothers. And I asked them to bring them no toys, just educational stuff. So puzzles or crafts,
yeah,
stuff like that. Stuff that, you know, because it's still their birthday. And I feel like while they still need to be punished, so now they're not getting their big, huge blowout party with all their buddies.
Laura,
they're still being celebrated.
Here's the thing that my wife Amanda said, because we discussed this yesterday. She said maybe they asked him, they gave him the option. Do you want to have no party and we'll get you some gifts, or would you rather have all your friends over, have this party, but they're not bringing you presents? That's a possibility. And he chose. He said, hey, I want to be around my friends. Dean really likes the kid. He's very nice.
Yeah, but then is that
a punishment, though?
Right. Is it a punishment?
Really getting... Yeah, like what?
You're not getting presents.
I don't know that that's as effective, because then your kid's still thinking, well,
okay,
you know, either way, I'm going to get something.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
And quite honestly, I still don't understand why they wouldn't just let you guys bring the gifts and not open them at the party. And then if you want to punish your kid, then behind closed doors or whatever, then you hold that over his head and say, well, you can't open your gifts until you start behaving. Then that's your job as his parent. That's not my job.
Roy, here's someone who's as passionate as Lorraine about a lot of things that we talk about.
Okay, it's Colby in York.
Good morning.
Hi, Colby.
Admit, Colby, that even for you, Lorraine's a little bit extreme.
I don't know. I'm with her on this.
Thank you, Colby.
It's not my job. It's not my job to parent your kid in any and all, in any shape, way, or form. If I'm coming to a birthday party, I'm bringing something, regardless of what your thing says. It's up to you to not give them that gift.
Right.
Okay.
Now, if like Marvin, if he were to tell me that, okay, well, it says we can't bring anything, we can't take anything, okay, then I'm just not going at all.
Right, because I don't want to feel awkward.
Right, thanks, Colby. But I don't want Dean to be the only one that didn't go, and he's excited to play with some of the other friends, too.
Let's bring in Shannon from Hickory. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing really well. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What would you like to say?
Well, I had a personal experience with my own son. In first grade, him and another little boy decided to climb over the fence from recess and walk down the road. Well, my salon is right down the road, so I had a friend call me and say, hey, I think your kid is walking down the road with another little boy. So I'm like, oh, crap. I had color on my client, so I pulled her up. We had to jump in the car. Let's roll. So I picked him up from my friend's house that called them in, but he had a birthday at Great Wolf Lodge that I've already paid a ton of money on. My family was coming into town. So he was grounded. That was a week before the party, so he was completely grounded from everything for a week. We still let them have the party and the presents, but they got taken back as soon as we pulled back in South Carolina.
See, I'm cool with that because you're parenting your own kid.
Thanks, Shannon.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think, what do you think I should do then?
I think you should take a gift.
Oh, that's the worst idea. Roy?
And then, like, be, like, really weird about it, like you didn't even ever read the RSVP. Be like, hey, you want to go ahead and open it up now,
yeah. Like, really, I think you should write in the card, like, a very passive-aggressive, I know your parents don't want you to have this, but yeah. I really do.
Better yet, hide it in the ground. Like, do a scavenger hunt. Make the kid find it.
By the way, the party is, I think, March 2nd.
So. See, he's not even going to be in trouble or remember what he did at that point.
I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Take a gift.
Get the T-Force.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.